Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Can you change your life with the three C's? Hello, everyone. Kevin Cruz here. Today, we're going to learn how we can control our life and own the day. But first, I want to encourage you to subscribe to our newsletter at leadx.org. Each issue has actionable tips you can try right away to advance your career and fulfill your potential. Visit leadx.org. Our guest today is both a productivity and fitness guru. He's the inventor of Turbulence Training Workout Program, writes for Men's Fitness, has an email newsletter with a massive following called Early to Rise, and he's the author of The Perfect Day Formula and many other books. Our guest is Craig Ballantyne. Welcome, Craig.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Great to be speaking with you.
Thanks for joining us. So we're going to talk about the perfect day formula in just a minute, but I'd like to start with a couple of questions that our listeners are always curious about. And the first is just, have you failed as a leader, maybe earlier in your career? And, you know, tell us about it. What'd you learn from it?
Well, I always struggle. I mean, every day there's a struggle, it's a lesson learned. But there was the biggest failing point in my career was back in 2006 when I was a leader in the fitness world. And I guess I was acting a little bit hypocritically because I was working too much and, you know, going out late. I was living in the big city of Toronto and chasing girls all the time. And I ended up with this severe anxiety attacks. And it was so bad that not just at one point, Kevin, but twice over a period of 6 weeks, I had to go to the emergency room because I thought I was having a heart attack. It's a very embarrassing story, but, you know, I wasn't living congruently with what I was telling people to do. And so I had to make big changes in my life. And this is where I started putting more structure into place because I was suffering from what I called the paradox of freedom, which I had too much time, I had too much money, too much, distraction, and I ended up really getting myself into trouble. But when I put structure into place, that's when I built true freedom into my life. And then that is where the perfect day formula started to evolve from.
Wow. I'm really glad you shared that, that story, very personal story. And I have, taken on more than one occasion a friend to the emergency room, who was suffering from an anxiety attack and, you know, thought she was having a heart attack or something. And, you know, for those of you who aren't familiar with anxiety attacks or panic attacks, and early on, I wasn't either. I mean, this is a very real thing. At one point, my friend very calmly said, "It's happening." And I said, "What's happening?" And she says, "I'm having a panic attack. Feel here." And I put my hand on her neck and I could feel her heart beating like two or three times the normal speed. It really was a physical reaction that she had. And Craig, I just want to say also just recently, you talk about this paradox of freedom. My daughter, who went off to college freshman year, is doing very well. She's home for the winter break right now. And I could tell she's been acting like stressed out a little bit. And I asked her about it and she said, "I'm more stressed now that I don't know what to do with myself all day." You know, she'd gotten into that college routine and oddly enough, it's when she got out of the routine that all this stress started coming down on her.
Yeah, absolutely. Humans are meant for routine. You know, just as an aside, people that eat their meals on a regular routine way less than people who eat randomly over the course of the day. And we're meant to go to bed at the same time and get up at the same time every day. We have more energy when we do that. And as your daughter found out, when there's more structure in our lives, we actually feel better and have more of that, what I call true freedom. And so that's what it's all about. That's how you become more productive so that you are really successful during the day and you have that freedom at night to spend with your families and focus on what matters and concentrate on what counts.
Well, and that's a great lead in. And of course, you're all about the perfect day. So, you know, people who are keen to talk about work-life balance or trying to get to work-life balance, I mean, what do you think about that topic or what should people be doing to achieve it?
Well, I think what they need to do is become a proactive person, because I say that there's really two types of people in this world. One is the people that struggle and are frustrated, and those are reactive. You know, they wake up late, they hit the snooze button, they, you know, eat something poor for breakfast because they didn't prepare. They get into traffic, they end up being late for work. As soon as they get to work, they check their email. And then at 5 o'clock, they go, "Oh my goodness, I've been so busy today, but I didn't get anything done." And we've all had days like that. And that's the last thing that we want to experience, because you know, you didn't make any progress and you feel terrible and you feel guilty and you're probably working late and not getting home to your family. But people that are proactive, people that plan out their days the night before, and I think people should plan their days the night before, not the morning of. In fact, if you're working on your to-do list the morning of, you're already too late, in my opinion. But when you're proactive, you get up early, you're prepared for the day, you get to work on time, you don't check email first thing, you get something done before the chaos of the world hits you, and then you're prepared to deal with it. And that is how you get ahead in life. And that's what I want people to experience. And when you experience that, you're going to experience what I call a perfect day, which is making big progress in your life, really feeling like you're able to still have time for your family and for your health and your hobbies. And doing those over and over and over again is what gives you the perfect life.
Again, so many value bombs there, including, you know, you want the perfect day. It starts the night before. It starts with thinking about and planning the night before. And it goes back to health, too. I know if all of a sudden I'm feeling hungry and I don't know what to eat for my next meal, I've lost, because I'm going to grab what's fast, what's cheap, what's easy. And that's not necessarily going to be what's best for me. So, Craig, your book is The Perfect Day Formula, and I want to mention that you actually offer it as an entire kit, which is really cool. I want to encourage all our listeners to check that out as well. And let's start with that 3 C's formula. What is it? What are you talking about with the 3 C's?
Well, I'm a fan of Stoic philosophy, which is becoming quite popular. Ryan Holiday writes about it a lot. And really, the 3C formula comes from a quote from an ancient philosopher named Epictetus. And he said, control what you can, cope with what you can't, and concentrate on what counts. And I love that. As soon as I read it, I realized, oh, my goodness, I got to stop caring and comparing myself to others, you know, caring about things I can't control, like traffic, and just dealing with it in a good way. And that brought a lot of stress off my shoulders. And then a few months later, I realized, wait a minute, you can take this formula, this 3C formula, and apply it to the three parts of the day. Because in the morning, we have the greatest control over our lives. We control what time we get up. We control what we eat first thing. We control what we focus on for the first 15 minutes to an hour, you know, whether or not you get up and do spiritual work or whether you wake up late and, you know, start running around like a chicken with his head cut off. You control that. And so we control as much as we can in the morning. And then as the day goes on, we have to move to the second C, which is cope with what you can't control. So you overcome traffic and, you know, if your boss is angry, you can't control that. If it's raining, you can't control that. But you can control your response to it. You control your thoughts, words, and your deeds. And so if the day is going to be crazy, you can plan in advance and be mentally prepared for the fact that it's going to get crazy and you're going to have to deal with it. And if you accept that and you operate that way, you're going to be much less stressed than if you try and fight against it. So you go with the flow. And then because you controlled your morning and you coped with the chaos that the world sent you in the afternoon, you're able to concentrate on what counts in the evening, which means you can get home on time. You can have dinner with your family. You can help your children with their homework. Give them a bath, put them to bed, read them a story, and still have time for yourself and your spouse and be able to wind down and get to bed at a good hour and have a good night's rest and have another perfect day the next day. And that's the 3C formula and how we apply it to our lives to really live a great life.
It's great advice, and I really like the way you've taken, you know, some classic wisdom, Stoic philosophy, and interpret it so we could apply it into our everyday, our modern day worlds. And I'm looking out on my bookshelf at The Daily Stoic from Ryan Holiday, which is a great book as well.
Absolutely. I believe that, you know, that book, a little book called The Art of Living by a woman named Sharon LaBelle. It's a translation of Epictetus's teachings. You know, you just read a page a day. And I honestly think this should be mandatory reading in high school to help kids, especially now in the age of social media where there's so much comparison going on. They need to understand that they can't control certain things and they can't get stressed out by it because, you know, so many kids right now are getting anxiety as well. And, you know, right now anxiety hits 40 million Americans. Mm. It's going to hit even more in the next decade because it's brought on by ourselves in some situations. And so that's why this philosophy is very helpful to us.
Now, building on the 3 C's, you say another sort of a foundational part of your system is coming up with rules for our life, like the Ten Commandments, our personal Ten Commandments. Why should we have rules for our life?
It's a great question because most people want to, fight off rules. They don't want more of that in their lives. They've already got rules from their boss and from, every organization that they're in, regulations from the government. I don't want more rules. But those are rules imposed upon us. But when we impose rules upon ourselves, it's like giving ourselves an operating system. And, you take a look at your iPhone or your laptop or whatever it is that you use, and you realize this thing is an amazing machine because it has a powerful operating system. And we want our own personal commandments or our own personal operating system that gives us boundaries and structure and makes us rely less on willpower so that we make the right decisions automatically and therefore become a productivity machine at work so that we can have more of that freedom at night. And here's one analogy that I'll give people is, everybody driving around as they listen to this podcast or when they drive from home to work, they stop at red lights. They have stop signs and red lights in their town. Now imagine you took away all traffic signals from the road and you had no rules of the road. It'd be utter chaos and you'd never get to where you wanted to get to safely. And you wouldn't have any freedom in your life because of that. And that's how important rules are for driving. And that's how important rules are for ourselves. And there's a great author who says it much more eloquently, Kevin. His name is Paulo Coelho, the author of The Alchemist. And somewhere along the line, he wrote, "Discipline and freedom are not mutually exclusive, but mutually dependent, because without discipline, we would sink into chaos." And that's what happened to me back in 2006 when I had my anxiety attacks. And your daughter's suffering a little bit of that right now. She's like, she's descending into chaos because there's ultimately no freedom in her life because she has no structure and discipline. So she'll be happy to get back to school for many reasons, and that'll be one of them.
That's great. And when you were working with your fitness clients back in the day, I know that you started to see the same patterns among the winners. You'd run these contests, and the people who were winning the contests had the biggest transformations, sort of had the same five things. What did you see there?
Yeah, great question. And so just go back in time here a bit. It was 2008. I started running these classic before and after transformation contests. People do the before photo, the after photo, and they write this little essay. And I've read hundreds of essays over the years, and I found that they had these five things in place. And these five pillars are the same thing that allowed me to overcome anxiety. They're better planning and preparation than ever before. That's pillar number one. Professional accountability, which is like having a coach or a mentor. That's pillar number two. Positive social support. Those are the cheerleaders for your life. That's pillar number three. A meaningful incentive. That's pillar number four. And the big deadline. That's pillar number five. And the funny thing is, Kevin, they started out as planning, accountability, social support, incentive, and deadline. And I actually had to modify them over the years because I realized it had to be better planning and preparation than ever before. It couldn't just be saying that you want to achieve a goal and then not putting together a really detailed plan. That's absolutely essential. And then you had to have professional accountability. Research shows that when you're accountable to a professional, you're going to get expert advice and you're going to do the work. It needs to be positive social support. You need to surround yourself with positive people. They're not going to give you expert advice, but they're going to pick you up when you're feeling down. They're like the cheerleaders, the people alongside the side of the road as you're running a marathon at mile 25, cheering you on. And then a meaningful incentive. It went from any old incentive to a meaningful incentive. It's not money. It's not stuff that inspires us to take action, but it's something that we're doing for somebody else that we love in most cases. So in those weight loss transformation contests, I realized the people who would quit were doing it, to buy themselves a new pair of jeans. And then when the going got tough, they would quit because they didn't really care about the jeans that much. But the people who were doing it to have more energy for their children or to be around for their children when they graduate college or when they get married in 20 years, those were the people willing to make the changes. And then finally, it has to be the big deadline. The big deadline is actually the most important pillar of them all because it spurs us to action, helps us overcome the initial inertia, keeps us going through the tough times of the middle of the contest or the middle of the transformation that we're doing when we see there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And then as the deadline gets closer and closer, we actually take more and more action, faster and faster action. We get some of our best results as that deadline comes up. But if you don't have a deadline, as Tim Ferriss taught us in the 4-Hour Work Week when he first revealed Parkinson's law to me, it was a really great revelation, is that the task expands to fill the time allotted for it. And so if on January 1st you say you're going to lose 10 pounds this year, well, you won't really do anything at the start because there's no real deadline to it. You have all year. And so you're never going to take action. It's just like when we were in college and the professor said, hey, the essay's due March 31st. Well, you wait till March 30th. But if he said if it's due on March 21st, we would have got it done March 20th. And if he said it was going to be due on April 14th, well, we would have waited until April 13th. So that's the power of the deadline. It makes us take action. And so those five pillars in place, Kevin, people, it's not just about weight loss. People can do anything. Lose weight, get back in shape, make more money, you know, even find the love of their life. Using this system, using these five pillars, you can do anything, achieve any goal, because it's just plug and play.
That's powerful, Craig. And you just schooled me on something. I was scribbling notes like crazy, because previously when people ask me about, you know, sticking to a plan, whatever it is, goal setting, when I talk about accountability, I would give an example. I would say, like, okay, well, if you've got a weight loss goal or you're going to start jogging every day, go tell everybody at work about your goal, because they're going to hold you accountable. You need accountability buddies at work. But the way you described it, that's more like the social support. You're saying professional accountability, having your family members or friends check in on you and ask you how you're doing is not the same as professional accountability, right?
No, it's not. And I found this in a study, and I can't find the reference, and it drives me nuts. But it was a study that I found in the late 90s that showed in a weight loss situation, is from Stanford University. And it was only when it was professional accountability did people take it seriously. And that's really important. You know, your accountability has to be serious, and you have to have like almost like a mentor-mentee relationship when you're getting accountability. Because the accountability partner, when it comes to just being a friend or a buddy, they're not going to be a hard ass on you. And that's what you need. You need somebody to be, you know, to draw the hard line. And I realized this in the last year that, you know, my coaches, the people that I pay money to make me play up a level in life, you know, when they gave me a look, you know, if they saw me do a presentation and I screwed up and they gave me a look and said, you know, I just felt so terrible because I didn't want to let them down. But if it's just a buddy, you know, they'd say, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I mean, you need that kind of pump up. But if they're just going to let you slide on everything, then that accountability is not going to be good enough and strong enough. So it has to be better that way.
Boy, you're giving me flashbacks to different times in my life. When I was a kid and, you know, playing baseball, sometimes I would, you know, get picked to go on a little league team, and I would fear the coach because the coach had a reputation for kind of being hard. And looking back, those were my favorite coaches, and they were the ones that made me a much better player. And in college, sometimes I would get that professor that people would complain about how hard, and yet that was the professor I remember the day, to this day, who's made me a better writer. You know, I remember his lessons. I remember her lessons. So that's great. It's almost like lean into that tough coach.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny, just on a kind of a related note, I was reading an article in the New York Times the other week about, you know, a lot of people are trying to train their brain for aging and to avoid dementia and all that stuff. And they think that those Sudoku puzzles are good enough. But the research shows that those things are not good enough, and that you have to challenge yourself. And it's not easy. It's not fun to challenge yourself. But it's like when you're trying to train physically, you have to challenge yourself. You can go in and do the same thing over and over and over again, but your body and physical fitness will never change. It's only when you push yourself that you'll change. And it's the same for the brain, and it's same with our accountability coach. It has to be someone. And one thing that I see about accountability coaches and really great coaches is that not only do they hold us accountable and they say, you know, you said you were going to do this and you didn't, so, you know, what can we do in the future? But they see what we're capable of, and it's much higher than what we think we're capable of. And so it's setting that bar higher, because I know when people come to me and say, hey, you know, I want to start this online business. I want to make a 50 grand this year. I look at them and go, listen, you're setting the bar too low. I know so many people that have started businesses like yours make 100 to 200 grand the first year. So you better, you know, set your goals higher, and I'm going to be here to help you and go through them. And so that's another power of the professional accountability. Your friends, your positive social support, they won't be able to see that. But a real true coach will be able to see that.
You're triggering so many things, because so I talk to people about the power of goal setting, and I'm a little bit ambivalent. Like, goal setting works. I always say if there's magic on earth, it's goal setting. And it's gotten me many of the, achievement-oriented things that I've wanted in life. But I think it's so powerful that you can achieve that and then not, like, it needs to be balanced. Otherwise, you're going to miss out on a lot of other areas of life. And my big regret is that every time I've started a business or set a goal, I set what I think is a stretch goal. And then when I hit it, I meet someone who kind of laughs at how ridiculously small my goal was. Says, like, you know, you got a $5 million business in 5 years. I built a $35 million business in 5 years. And once I hang around with them, their goal seems like very realistic to me. And so you need that outside perspective to just show you what's truly possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one other thing about the social support is that you do have to be very careful about who you tell. I mean, I don't recommend telling every single person, because you only want to tell positive people, because there's a lot more negative people out there. I know when I explain my five pillars in almost every situation, whether it's making more money or losing weight, people come back to me and say, everything's good. I got all these four pillars in place. I got a coach. I got planning. I got a meaningful incentive. I got a deadline. But everybody around me is negative. Everybody around me is trying to hold me back. They're sabotaging me. What can I do about it? And the great news, Kevin, is that in this day and age, we have a new source of social support, and it's online, and it works just as well. So going and finding Facebook groups where people are positive, going and finding membership sites where people are positive, those work just as well as real world in-person social support. And then there's the wild card, which is going to seminars, going to events, and making friends who might live halfway around the world, but people that you can stay in touch with by email. That is so important, and that is often the missing link for people.
Love it. So, Craig, before we wrap up, I like to challenge our listeners to get better at least 1% every single day. What's a specific action they can try or an experiment to get them a little closer to creating their perfect day?
Man, it's so funny that you say 1%, because I just heard the other day that Arnold Schwarzenegger has this 1% challenge. And if you take 1,440 minutes, which is how many we have in a day, and divide it, you know, get it down to 1%, it's 15 minutes. And my piece of advice is always to tell people to get up 15 minutes earlier than they do now. They don't have to get up at 5 a.m. I'm not a big fan of the 5 a.m. club. I think it's a terrible idea for a lot of people. You get up at the right time for you. But if you just get up 15 minutes earlier than normal, before everybody else is up in the house, you go down to your kitchen table with pen and paper, you identify your number one priority in life, and you start planning and preparing around your number one priority in life. If you want to make more money, you start putting together a sales plan. If you want to lose weight, you start putting together a workout plan and a nutrition plan, a grocery list. If you want to find the love of your life, you start writing out the best match profile ever in the world. If you want to become better at spiritual stuff, you sit there and you spend 15 minutes in spiritual work. But that 15 minutes, first thing in the morning, before anyone else gets up, working on your number one priority, 6 days a week, it's 72 hours in a year of clear, uninterrupted thinking that most people will never get if they try and fit it in at any other time of the day. So that 1% solution is the 1% answer to your 1% question.
I'm smiling ear to ear, of course, and I hadn't heard about the Schwarzenegger reference, but I love this, because, you know, I like challenging on the 1%, and of course, anybody familiar with my work, I'm all about the 1440. I say that's a number that can change life. I'm looking at a little 1440 sticker on the bottom of my monitor right now, and the power that a single minute, the value of a single minute. And so to take 1%, 15 minutes, and to proactively work on your day to figure out your most important task, I mean, it's just pure gold. So what's the best way our listeners can find out more about you and your books, Craig?
Well, one thing, I'd love to give everybody a free copy of the book. Just go to freeperfectdaybook.com, freeperfectdaybook.com. Grab yourself a free copy. Just pay shipping and handling. We'll get it to you anywhere in the world. That way you can start creating your perfect day and getting the system in place. And then you can get a hold of me on twitter.com/Craig Ballantyne or on facebook.com/the new early to rise.
Wow, that is an awesome gift. Thank you for that.
No problem.
All right, friends, you've just been mentored by transformation expert Craig Ballantyne. Check out his books on Amazon.com. Get the freebie that he just mentioned. And you can get all the links and show notes from this interview over at leadx.org. And listeners, don't forget, single biggest favor you can do for me is just leave a 1 or 2 sentence honest review over on iTunes. The more reviews this show has, the more likely iTunes will show it to other people. So until next time, remember, leadership isn't about your title. It isn't about authority. It's about influence. How will you lead today?